Hello, good evening. Is Travis Propp there?
This is he.
Hello, good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you definitely not vote?
Oh, I will definitely vote unless I'm dead.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
My age is 53 years old.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am white.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am extremely dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Donald Trump.
100.
How will you rate him, I'm sorry?
I rate him at a 100.
Okay, thank you. About the U.S. Department of Education.
I would rate them at about a 0.
Thank you. And how about Moms for Liberty?
Not familiar with them.
Okay. About woke culture or woke ISM?
Not familiar with that individual either.
Thank you. And how about public schools?
I would rate them at about a 15.
Thank you. About Joe Biden?
Is there anything lower than 0?
I'm afraid not.
Okay, well then we'll go with 0.
Thank you. About charter schools?
I would rate that at a 100.
Thank you. About public school teachers?
You know, I'm probably, my local teachers, I would rate it probably a 70.
Thank you. And how about the last one, the National Education Association, or NEA?
I would rate them at a 0.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, overall for the U.S., from what I can gather from various news outlets, I would rate them at poor.
Thank you. And next, will you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I would definitely be in favor of charter schools.
Okay, and would that be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and zero means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would rate that at an 8.
Thank you. Next one, trustfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would rate that at a 10.
Thank you. Next one, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
I believe that would be also a 10.
Thank you. Next one, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
That is a 10.
Thank you. Next one, become more organized and have a structure.
I would rate that as a 9.
Thank you. And last one, embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
That should be a 10.
Thank you so much. Well, you said that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education.
Well, speaking right here locally, I think these schools, they spend just about the right amount.
Thank you. And have you attended a local public schools board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I have not.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard quite a bit. I would say a lot.
Thank you. As you might have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would totally disagree with that.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I've read a little about that in the news media.
So, okay, thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. And we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time and for your patience. We're wrapping this up now. This one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Next one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
So strongly, I disagree with that.
Okay. Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. I think the teachers always need to defer to the parents.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, increasing discipline in schools.
I strongly support that.
Thank you. Next one, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
There again, I have to disagree with that. I think they need to follow the values of the parents.
And would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
I would strongly oppose that.
Thank you. Next one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I strongly support that.
Thank you. Next one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Well, I think we already have some of that, don't we? I would somewhat support that.
Thank you so much. And last one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I strongly support that.
Thank you so much. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now in this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Not really familiar with what's in the curriculum to make an informed opinion on that.
But having heard this, if you had to decide, which one will you select?
I probably would not support it until I actually viewed the curriculum.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find that very convincing argument, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would rate that at a 10.
Thank you so much. Next one, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
You know, I'd have to probably rate that at about a 4.
Thank you so much. And last one says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employees value. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would rate that at a 7.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'd have to say I still strongly disagree. The parents need to be involved. Because otherwise you can homeschool kids just fine.
Thank you. And teaching, next one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, I agree. They need to be exposed to different points of view and understand a little about that. That's just life.
And would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
I am employed full-time.
Employed. Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I end up voting Republican, but I would say I'd be even more conservative than that. I guess, so, for lack of a better thing, Republican.
Okay. And will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Well, again, I would first describe myself as a conservative, and there's sometimes doubt. Lately, the Republican Party seems to be trying to become conservative, so I would consider myself right now, with the way we're battling, a strong Republican.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have 2 children under 18.
Thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Right now we have a public school.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would consider myself very conservative.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Twice a week or more.
Thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one is a born again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
That applies to me and my whole family.
Thank you. And next one is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
My wife has a degree in education.
Thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
We're pretty much rural.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye.